Ousted Alaska Federation of Natives President Don Wright called for the 7th Annual Convention of the AFN to be held at the Wildwood Facility in Kenai, December 15th. Newly elected President of the Board of Directors of AFN Incorporated, Willie Hensley, called for the convention in Anchorage, October 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Gold Rush Hotel. When Wright called for a late September executive meeting at Wildwood Air Force Base in Kenai, board members chose instead to meet in Anchorage and ousted him as president, electing State Senator Willie Hensley in Wright's place. Since 1966, the Alaska Federation of Natives has lobbied for land claims legislation, running up a debt of $703,000 in that time. In 1969, AFN Incorporated was formed, using the same management of AFN and having a board of directors which represented each of the 12 regions. It was the board of directors who called for Don Wright's resignation and who elected Hensley in his place over Wright's protests. The 7th Annual AFN Convention was held October 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Gold Rush Hotel in Anchorage, amid court litigation because of a technicality in AFN's bylaws calling for an October convention. The Land Claims Settlement Act was the topic for discussion at last year's AFN convention in Anchorage. This year, the assembled regional and village delegates would decide what to do about the $703,000 debt from 6 years of AFN operations. The other problem the convention faced was the need to create an organization to effectively manage financial and other responsibilities. The convention began the evening of the 26th, with both Hensley and Wright sitting at the front table, along with AFN Inc. Board Chairman John Borbidge Jr. Ousted President Don Wright began the convention with an emotional plea to delegates to pay their debts. Continuing his chairmanship of the convention, Don Wright opened the convention with a prayer from the Reverend Nicholas Comcoff. The delegates then moved to create a credentials committee to decide the voting power of the delegates present. Working late that night, the credentials committee decided to allot voting rights according to the population formula used at last year's convention. Each region was allotted votes on the basis of the population enrolled in that region. During the night, the board of directors of AFN Inc. had worked on a set of priorities. Foremost among these were the retirement of all current debts of AFN Incorporated, the development of Foremost among these were the retirement of all current debts of AFN Incorporated, the development of administrative policies for AFN Inc., and assistance to regional corporations in implementation of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement. The morning of the second day, Hensley presented these priorities to the delegates. Following his presentation, Don Wright introduced a book prepared by the Boeing Company for AFN. Hensley went over important sections of the book, Our Challenge. Here is Senator Hensley with the priorities for AFN Inc. Because it was election time, many politicians were present to give speeches to the delegates. United States Senator Ted Stevens took this opportunity to inform the people what legislation was presently before Congress which would affect the Native people. Here is Senator Stevens. The first real order of business, the resolution to dissolve the old association of AFN, came during the afternoon of the second day. President Don Wright read the resolution and then had AFN attorney Ken Bass explain the resolution. Before the vote could be taken, Don Wright read a prepared statement which charged that the convention was not representative of the Native people of Alaska. He declared the convention in recess until December 15th and left the convention. As Wright walked out, John Sackett, president of Doyon Limited, regional corporation of the Tanana Chiefs area, called out, "Point of order." Sackett pointed out that the president cannot recess a meeting or a convention. John Borbridge, president of Sealaska Corporation, took the podium and reaffirmed the right of the delegates to continue if they so desired. Following clarification by John Hope, the parliamentarian, the convention continued and passed the motion to dissolve the old association of AFN. The third and final day of the 7th Annual Alaska Federation of Natives Convention was devoted to deciding on a structure for AFN Incorporated. It was a long session, both day and again that evening, for the people represented to decide on the membership of the organization that replaced the old unincorporated AFN. John Borbridge, chairman of the board, who later resigned at the close of the convention, explained that the board of AFN Inc. was elected from the regional corporations and all regions were represented, that the board had the support of the people it represented. He further explained that the board of directors of AFN Inc. had not settled on a structure for that organization, but was giving that power to the delegates there at the meeting in Anchorage. Robert Nick presented alternatives for the restructuring of AFN Inc., along with the apparent advantages and disadvantages of each, and AFN attorney Ken Bass presented the convention delegates with yet another alternative, based on his interpretation of the experience of the early colonists. Here, Willie Hensley reconvenes the final day of the convention meeting. Each region went into caucus to decide on the alternatives before them. After a recess, each of the regional spokesmen was asked to come forward and give their decisions on their area on the alternative preferred. The majority favored Alternative 1, which was the 12-region concept for the Board of Directors, and all stated their willingness for their region to assume their share of the debt of the AFN, probably on a per capita basis. Here are the opinions on the structuring of AFN Inc. Though the 7th Annual Convention of the Alaska Federation of Natives began as a meeting of the old AFN on Thursday, by late Friday, the AFN had been dissolved amid the protests and dramatics of its president, Don Wright, and the delegation voted to transfer all debts, obligations, rights, and responsibilities to AFN Incorporated, following the walkout by Wright, who also walked out during last year's convention, when he declared the convention in recess until December 15th at the Wildwood Complex. The convention voted to proceed as an informal meeting of AFN Inc. The delegates then pledged to pay all old debts and work toward implementation of the Land Claims Act, and to assign a lobbyist to Washington, D.C. to serve as a watchdog on the land claims. Following Wright's walkout, after which he filed suit against the board of AFN Inc., the tenor of the meeting had noticeably changed, from one where the greatest power resided in the chairman to one in which the power was clearly with the people.